Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One of the country's most prestigious all-women colleges is changing how it defines women. Wellesley College has decided to base that definition on personal identity and not biology. WBUR's Fred Tice explains it's part of the school's plan to begin admitting transgender women.
The new admissions policy goes into effect for students who apply in the fall for admission next year. The new policy says Wellesley will consider for admission any student who lives as a woman and consistently identifies as a woman. Freshman Sophie Worthen is the student on the President's Advisory Committee that recommended the change.
Well, I think that we realized that some of our ideas about gender and societies as a whole were very much outdated, the most common misconception being conflating gender and sex.
Wellesley will not accept transgender men, that is to say, people born as biological girls but who now identify as men. The college has yet to decide how to implement the new admissions policy. Since November, the women's college in Boston, Simmons College, has relied only on how a student identifies herself in her application essay and her letters of recommendation. Dean of Students Sarah Neal says Simmons doesn't know whether it received more applicants who are transgender last fall because so long as applicants identify as women in the application, it does not ask any questions.
We don't require any government-issued documentation. It's essentially a self-identification process.
The Massachusetts Women's College that goes farther than the others is Mount Holyoke. It accepts any students except those who are born male and identify as men. President Lynn Pasquarella says there's been some pushback from alumni.
From some who wonder whether this means that we've become a coeducational institution, who really don't understand, in some cases, this notion of gender fluidity.
And Pasquarella says it's not necessarily older alumni who oppose the new policy.
It runs the range of classes. There are many so-called radical feminists who believe that anyone who has lived life as a biological male, thereby has male privilege and doesn't belong at an institution like ours. There are others who, for conservative religious reasons or philosophical views, are opposed to accepting trans men and trans women. And there are some who are just politically conservative who believe that it's inappropriate to live this lifestyle.
The holdout now in Massachusetts is Smith College. It only considers applications from students whose high school transcripts and other academic documents reflect their consistent identity as a woman. But a study group is looking into possible changes to that admissions policy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.